Ben Carter's masquerade promises too good a time for you to spoil.
At the risk of being stubborn, dear, I'm curious to know what you see in her. Or perhaps you can tell me why Roy Benson is still madly pursuing her.
I guess he never stopped loving her. He was her first husband.
Just the same, Steve, dear. If I so much as see you go near her tonight, I might be tempted to drop a potent mixture in the punch bowl.
Oh, be careful with your predictions, darling. You're a gypsy fortune teller tonight, and I'd rather not see you proven accurate.
That's up to you, Steve.
You're a little early with your masquerade, Marcia. Wait till we get to Ben's place. Then you can feed strychnine to Joan Williams and all my other loves.
Oh, hello, Steve.
Marcia.
Oh, pardon me. I'm not supposed to know who you are.
That wasn't fair, Ben.
What else could we expect from my partner, dear? He knows every hair on my head.
Well, don't fear. I won't give you away. Well, you both look perfect.
You've adopted a rather simple costume, Ben.
I've used this clown suit for 15 years. It's a durable disguise.
Good heavens. What's that fellow in the black tights and shirt supposed to be?
Hmm? Oh, he's posing as the royal executioner.
Who can it be, Steve?
It's hard to tell from here. I don't seem to recognize him.
Steve, I've simply got to find out who that executioner is.
Oh, now, Marcia.
He's just over there.
Well, can't you wait till midnight?
Quiet, here he is. Oh, I beg your pardon.
Good evening.
That's a very unusual costume you're wearing.
Thank you. I merely borrowed it from a friend of mine. I hope it's effective.
Your voice, it's quite familiar.
Oh, now, Miss Phillips, don't you recognize Steve Raymond's rival for Joan Williams' hand?
Roy Benson.
Of course. I follow Joan everywhere. And especially on a night such as this, I couldn't resist seeing her dressed as Cinderella.
And in a very charming costume, too, no doubt.
Oh, but naturally, my wife, I beg your pardon, my former wife, has a talent for being beautiful.
Now, what sort of executions do you have a hand in, Roy?
Oh, no special method, Steve. I've really no preference.
Hush, gentlemen. The dream approaches.
Cinderella.
Oh, my, what a charming trio. A magician, a gypsy, and an executioner.
You're looking lovely, my dear.
Thank you, Roy. How are you, Marcia?
I don't know.
As yet. How are you, Steve, dear?